Long, long ago, when human beings were new to the earth, the people were wonderful hunters, and they were wonderful farmers and potters and singers. But they had no stories. At the end of the day, families would come home, they'd sit around dinner, and they'd go to sleep. Because they had nothing to say to each other, no stories to tell. And when they slept, they had no dreams. Because dreams are stories that you see when you're asleep. Well, all of that changed thanks to a boy, a girl, their mother, and their father. This is how it happened. One day, the family rose as usual, and the boy went out to do what he did best, to hunt for animals, to bring back for supper. Down the path he walked. Then he stopped. To the side, he saw a little windy path he had never seen before, and he began to follow it. Well, it zigged, and it zagged. And it went this way and that way through the grass and the woods until it came out into a great big clearing. In the middle of the clearing stood this old, old tree. It was all gnarled and twisted, with its limbs going this way and that way, and had lumps and bumps all over it. The boy sat down against the tree. The sun was a little hot, and he closed his eyes to rest for a minute. Suddenly, a voice came out. "Hey, you!" The boy looked around. There was nobody there. Closed his eyes again. "You! I'm speaking to you!" The boy turned around. There was no one in the clearing, except for the tree.
"Yes! Me! I'm talking to you, boy!"
The boy's mouth dropped open. Trees don't talk.
"Well, I do."
"What kind of a tree are you?" And instead of speaking, the tree sang,
"The story tree, the story tree. Listen, 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 listen. Listen to the story tree."
The boy looked at him. "Well, that's very nice, but what's a story?" And so the tree told him stories. He told him the stories about the sun and the stars and the moon. And he told story after story, and as he spoke, the boy could see everything happening before his eyes. And before they knew it, the sun was starting to go down.
"Well," said the tree, "that's all the stories for today. But why don't you come back tomorrow? I'll tell you more stories."
Well, the boy turned around and ran for his home. He ran as fast as he could. But by the time he got home, the sun had already gone down, and his mother was standing in front of the wigwam. She looked very angry. "Where have you been?" And the boy gave that answer that children always give when they're asked that question. "Nowhere."
"Hmm. And what were you doing?"
And the boy gave that answer that children always give when they're asked that question. "Nothing."
"Hmm. And I see you've brought back no meat for supper. So tonight we're just going to have vegetables."
And so they ate vegetables, and then they went right to sleep, because they didn't have stories, and so they had nothing to tell one another. But in the middle of the night, the boy began to have something he had never had, dreams. And as he lay there in his bed, his mother heard him talking, and laughing, and singing, story-tee.
The next morning, the mother waited till the boy had left. Then she turned to the boy's sister. Listen, your brother is up to something very strange. Now, I know he's a good boy, can't be anything too bad, but I want to know what's going on. Why don't you follow him and see what he's up to?
And so the boy's sister began to skip down the trail after the boy. She followed behind him. She saw him walk down the regular path. Then she saw him turn off into this little tiny path. She saw him zig. She saw him zag through the trees until they came out on this clearing. And then she saw him walk right up to this twisted old tree with lumps and bumps all over it and start to talk to it. Well, this was too much for her. She walked right up and she said, "What's going on here?" And the tree said,
"Oh, look at you. You must be their sister."
She stared at that tree. She said, "Trees don't talk."
"Well, I do."
"What kind of a tree are you?" And the tree sang this song.
The story tree, listen, listen, listen. Listen, listen to the story tree.
She said, "Well, that's very interesting. But what is a story?" And so the tree told stories. He told stories about the first animals to appear in the world. And he told stories about how cats learned to fight with dogs and where mosquitoes came from. And he told stories and stories and stories after stories until the sun began to get low in the sky.
"Well, that's all the stories for today, but come back tomorrow, I'll tell you more."
Well, the boy and the girl, they ran back to their wigwam. But by the time they got there, the sun had already gone down and the mother was sitting in front of the place.
And she said, "Where have you two been?"
And they both gave that answer that children always give to that question. "Nowhere."
"And what have you been doing?"
And they gave that other answer that children always give to that question. "Nothing."
"Well, I see you've brought back nothing for supper.
So tonight we're just going to have hot water." So they had their hot water and they went right to sleep. But in the middle of the night, the mother woke up to hear the boy and the girl talking in their sleep and laughing and singing the story tree.
Well, the next morning, the mother waited till the boy and girl had left, and then she turned to her husband. She said, "I don't know what the children are up to. I'm sure they're good children. I know they can't be doing anything too bad, but I want to know what it is. I'd like you to follow them." And so he did. Keeping a safe distance behind, he saw them walk down the trail. He saw them both turn down this tiny little path, and he followed them as they zigged and they zagged through the woods, and they came out to this clearing, and then he saw them walk up to this tree and start to talk to it. "Well, that was enough. What's going on here?"
The tree shouted,
"Oh, you must be the father."
The father stared at it.
"Trees don't talk."
"Yeah, well, I do."
"Well, what kind of a tree are you?"
And the tree sang this.
The story tree, listen,
listen, listen, listen, listen to the story tree. Well, that's very, very nice.
But what is a story?
And so the tree told stories about the very first people to come to the earth. He told stories about the first husband and the first wife, and how the wife threw strawberries down on the ground to make the husband learn to love her. He told stories about the first children on earth. And soon the sun was going down. And the tree said,
"Well, that's all the stories for today. Come back tomorrow. I'll tell you more." And they ran back home as fast as they could. But by the time they got there, the sun had gone down and the mother was steaming mad.
"Where have you been?" And the father told her. He didn't want to keep secrets. She said, "Well, that's very interesting. But what is a story tree?" He said, "Come tomorrow. We'll show you." And they walked the next morning, all of them, down that trail. They zigged and they zagged through the woods into the clearing. And then all four of them walked up to that old tree with its old twisty limbs and lumps and bumps. And the tree shouted out, "Well, I've got the whole family here. That's wonderful." And the mother said, "Trees don't talk."
He says, "Well, I certainly do."
She said, "That's what I am told. What kind of a tree are you?" And they all sang, "The story tree, the story tree. Listen, 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 listen to the story tree." She said, "Well, it's very nice, but what is a story?" And the tree told stories of distant lands and of things they had never seen or dreamt of in their lives, of kingdoms and princes and princesses. And by the time he was finished, the sun was getting low in the sky.
"Well," he said, "this has been a great honor for me to tell stories to the whole human family. But it's a very sad day for me because I have no more stories to tell."
They stared at him. "What?"
"I'm sorry. From now on, you have to be the storytellers. Go out. Pass them around. Teach them to other people." And so they walked home. They didn't know what to do. And then the boy had a plan. And that night, they built a great big fire in the middle of the camp. And all of the families came and sat around the fire, and they ate their suppers. But instead of just going home, the boy said, "Wait. I'm going to tell you something you've never heard." And he told them the first story he had heard about the sun and how it grew in the sky from a drop of gold. And the people stared in amazement. All of them saw the pictures in their minds of the story he was telling them. Then the girl told a story, and the mother and the father told a story. And soon the fire was burning low, and the little children were falling asleep. "Well," said the boy, "come back tomorrow. We'll tell you more stories." And so it is. After that night, the people began to learn stories, first from each other, then from the trees, then from the leaves, then from the stars, then from their own imaginations. And those stories spread around the world. And like seeds, some of them blew away. And some of those stories took root and grew into beautiful, beautiful trees that made their own stories. And the world has to thank a boy.
a girl, a mother, and a father. And of course,
the story tree, the story tree. Listen,
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 listen to the story tree.